Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. Today, we will conclude our critique for the lecture of Professor John Esposito, which he gave at the University of Kentucky in September 10, 2014. As today, we're going to learn some new concept of what democracy is all about. Here in America and around the world, as liberals like Professor John Esposito see democracy, not as we, the conservative Christian Americans, see it. So, without further ado, here he is, Professor John Esposito.
The challenge that Muslims and Christians have, and this is where I'll bring my talk to a close. The challenge that Muslims and Christians and Jews and Americans in general have, and atheists have, is whether we really believe in our principles and values. Do we believe in self-determination? Do we believe in democracy? And do we really believe in pluralism? Political and religious pluralism.
And now, my friends, I know for sure, without any doubt, that Professor John Esposito is an oxymoron. No kidding. This is exactly how I can describe him in one simple phrase. Why is that? Because I don't think the man has any reality or logic of the differences between Muslims, Christians, atheists, and others. When he talks about democracy and living in a pluralistic society, when he talks about the political and religious pluralistic life. So, what is the challenge we are facing today in America or around the world, according to Professor Esposito? It is the challenge which Muslims, Christians, and Jews and others are facing concerning what we believe in our principles and values, as if the principles of Jews, Christians, and Muslims are the same, as if the values which Muslims live by are the same as the values of the rest of the people who live in this world. I'm sorry. Maybe the amount of money Professor Esposito received from the Muslim Saudi has blinded him so he cannot see any truth anymore. Literally, the man does not have any logic anymore. Why is it? Because the more we know about Islam, the more we know that savage cult cannot fit in any society, not to be in part of a pluralistic society, but when you put Islam in any society, you can kiss that society goodbye if you have read the Quran, Allah's word, or studied the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, or just learn from the history of the past, how Muslims lived in the last 1400 years, and how Muslims will continue to destroy the rest of the known world, as we see them in the 57 Muslim countries. That challenge only exists in the head of Professor Esposito because he has nothing else left in his head. Do we believe in self-determination? Do we believe in democracy? Of course, as American Christian conservative, we believe in self-determination and we believe in democracy. But that's not what Professor Esposito is talking about. Because if you really believe in the values and the principles of the West, we must give this country to the Muslims and we must let them have it. This is the future which Muslims are hoping to gain, and that is the future which Professor Esposito is aiming to from the beginning of his conversation when he started teaching this lecture to his audience. And believe it or not, for the liberals like Professor Esposito, and sadly many of those who claim to be Christians, they believe that to live American values, that means we have to give room for Muslims to take part of our life. It's like bringing everybody in our community to live together in one house. But that does not work in the real world. Muslims are enjoying our democracy in America until when the right time comes. When they do have the upper hand, we for sure will kiss our democracy goodbye, because then there will not be any room for the U.S. Constitution, but it will be Sharia, Islamic law, which Professor Esposito mocks and makes fun of. when we utter these words, Sharia, Islamic law? Can Muslims and Christians and Jews and atheists and the rest of the different beliefs we have in America coexist? The answer is absolutely not. I hope and I pray that you have listened to our teachings on the topic of revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, because there we actually gave that question in the beginning of our study. For you, our dear audience, to understand the reality of Islam. The entire subject of our study was about one question. And that question you will hear in the end of our introduction of our presentation, revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, which goes like this.
This troubled world is experiencing a clash of cultures and an ideological war that dates back over 1,400 years. The loyal followers of a violent and intolerant religion are once again on the march, seeking to bring the globe under the domination of Islam. The nations that have fallen prey to this ungodly faith are quite easy to recognize. Freedoms and rights enjoyed by most of us in the West are typically denied in Muslim countries. Women and homosexuals are oppressed or killed. Other faiths are banned or discriminated against. Certain foods are prohibited. And penalties for even simple crimes are cruel and severe. This way of regulating every aspect of life and government is simply known as Sharia. Muslims claim that Sharia, or Islamic law, and the freedoms and rights we enjoy from the U.S. Constitution are perfectly compatible. But is this true? Can Sharia and the U.S. Constitution coexist in America?
Yes, Professor Esposito, we are facing a challenge. And because of people like you who betray America and betray Christianity, now I know for sure that Muslims will take over America. The challenge is not, do we really believe in democracy? Do we really believe in self-determination? All the people of the world can live together in harmony. But when you put the Muslims in the middle of it, you kiss all the people of the world goodbye. Because Sharia, Islamic law, which is the ultimate goal of why Muslims are here, will not coexist with our pluralistic society, will not coexist with our democracy. If Muslims could not practice democracy in the Muslim world for 1400 years because of Islam, do you think they're going to practice democracy in America with us? There will never be freedom in the world as long as there is Islam. And now, my friends, I want you to listen carefully to what Professor Esposito will be telling his audience, because that is the ultimate truth, which he himself does not believe in. Listen carefully to what Muslims think of Christians and what Christians think of Muslims.
For many believers, and certainly for some Christians and Muslims, traditionally there was a sense, if I'm right, then everybody else is wrong. For Christians and Muslims, there was a sense of a universal mission, each faith. And that's why in the early period, Christianity felt threatened by the new kid on the block, because Islam came along and offered a theological, if you will, alternative, an alternative religion. And not only an alternative religion that many people, you know, were converting to, but also, like as we had Christendom, so you had, if you will, Islamdom. In other words, the religion was also being expressed not only in a faith and a theology, but also in monarchies and empires.
Yes, indeed, America. Here it is. Professor Esposito is telling us the reality of the differences between Islam and Christianity in one simple sentence. Christians believe, if they are right, that means Muslims are 100% wrong. And the opposite is true. Muslims believe if they are right, that means Christians are wrong. And that is the reality. Christianity and Islam cannot both be right. They can both be wrong if there is no God and there is no hell and heaven, but they cannot both be right. Because the message of Islam is the opposite of the message of Christianity. Nothing about Islam is right concerning the doctrine, faith, and belief when it's compared to that which is in Christianity. All the way from creation until the day of judgment, Muslims do not believe in anything we Christians believe. And I know, if you talk to some Muslim liberals or those who call themselves Christian, like Professor Esposito, they will tell you, no, we worship the same God. But when you examine that claim, you find that Allah is Satan and Jesus is God. Unless Muslims believe that Jesus is Allah, then we have to believe that we don't worship the same God. I know that Muslims will tell you that they believe in all the prophets of the Bible, from Adam until Jesus himself. But in reality, nothing of all that which is written in the pages of the Quran fits with that which is written throughout the pages of the Bible. Even if these stories have similar names like that which is written in the pages of the Bible. And we can go on and on and on with every story Muhammad, once again, copied from the Bible and other books which are known to us to be of the nonsensical fairy tales of Muhammad in the Quran and in the Hadith. We do not have anything in common.
The Straightway of Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straightway to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
For me as a Christian, I believe Jesus is God Almighty, who came in the flesh, died on the cross, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day to pay the penalty of my sins. This is the good news of Christianity. Muslims believe, if I believe in that, I must be put to death. Why? Because I believe that Jesus is God. That makes me an infidel. Because I worship him. That makes me an infidel. Read the Quran, my friends. Quran 572, Quran 573, it teaches all Christians are infidels. And Quran 47:4, Allah gives the order and the command to the Muhammadans to behead such Christians. Of course, only the men, because then they can enjoy our wives and our daughters sexually, raping them to raise the next Muslim generations. That's exactly what happened in Egypt 1400 years ago. And that's exactly what's coming to America if we, the Americans, do not wake up and face the reality of what Islam is. As per the statement of Professor Esposito, that Christianity felt threatened by the new kid on the block, which he obviously meant the Muslims. No, Christianity was never threatened. The church will always be strong. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And the proof is this, sir. Even when people like you deny Christ, there's still the faithful Christian who will not bow a knee, neither to Allah nor to the Muslims. And those are the true born-again Christians. No threat will come against Christians. Even if they kill the last one of us, that's when we have the greatest victory. Because when the last Christian will be beheaded, that's when we see Jesus coming on the cloud to take the church. And that's when we go to our eternity, which our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ promised us 2,000 years ago. Islam, Professor Esposito, is not the alternative religion for Christianity. Islam is a savage cult, a counterfeit. No matter how many counterfeits people made for the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar is still the true dollar, and every other counterfeit is just simply a counterfeit, sir. Professor Esposito told us that many people were converting to Islam. No, study history, sir. Nobody converted to Islam. Many people were forced into Islam by the edge of the sword, sir. That's not conversion, sir. Even people in the West today who are converting to Islam, they're not converting to Islam. They are converting to propaganda Islam, which you yourself teach in your lectures and you write about in your books. As for your statement of Christendom and Islamism, this is nothing but dumb and dumber or dumbendom. You know why? Because Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a faith. And Islam is not a religion. Islam is a savage cult. There is no faith or theology about Islam as you claim in your teachings. And once again, I am thankful to the Lord to have this radio broadcast to expose the foolishness of people like you, Professor Esposito. Well, let us listen to another statement by Professor Esposito. That's when he said,
"The challenge in our modern globalized world with globalization and the development of multi-ethnic, multi-religious societies is the extent to which we can operate on a basis of mutual understanding and respect."
I do not know where you live, Professor Esposito. You have zero logic, sir. There is no mutual understanding. There is no multi-ethnic or religious societies. This is just in your empty head, sir. There is no respect in Islam. For Muslims are dominating the world because of foolish people like yourself. You are brainwashing the American generation to believe in Islam to be what it is not. And when the right time comes, your audience and you will not be able to do anything about stopping the domination of Islam to America. Then Professor Esposito said,
"Tolerance is out. The old notion of tolerance is useless. I did a program once and President Clinton was there and he rejects the term tolerance because tolerance, remembers, traditionally means coexistence. So I may not like you. I don't want to live near you. In terms of social class, you may not be able to get a good job, the best jobs, have the best upward mobility, but we can coexist."
Once again, Professor Esposito, you're dead wrong. There is no tolerance in Islam. Muslims do not know the word tolerance. It does not exist in their holy books. It does not exist in their head. It only exists in your head. And Muslims are using you to brainwash the American people. Where do we see tolerance in any Muslim society in the last 1400 years, from the days of Muhammad until today? There used to be tolerance between the Muslims and the people of Europe, but that tolerance is over. These days are gone. And so it is for America, sir. Stop it! You are betraying the best thing which is left in the world, America, by the few millions of dollars which you will leave behind, sir. Trust me, my friends, there is no tolerance in Islam. And if it is, show me which Muslim country practices tolerance. Muslims never treated Christians or others with tolerance anywhere in the Muslim world. And that is exactly what is happening right now for the Muslims who are living in Europe. But once again, let's listen to the last statement from Professor Esposito.
"No, in modern societies, there has to be mutual understanding and respect. That doesn't mean that there aren't differences. But you have to make an attempt to understand, and you have to respect the right of people to think differently, both religiously and politically. Unless we do that, we're going to continue to have problems within our societies domestically, as well as within our global politics. Thank you."
Here we go, the most naive professor I've ever heard in my life. He said, in modern society, there has to be mutual understanding and respect. But that's not in Islam. This can fit between atheists, agnostics, Sikhs, and Hindus, and Buddhists, and all the people of the world. But when you put Muslims in it, you can kiss that respect goodbye. You can kiss that mutual understanding goodbye. Professor Esposito said, that does not mean that there are not differences. Yes, indeed, sir. There are differences between Islam and the rest of the world. Because in Christianity, I cannot force you to become a Christian. I cannot kill you because you're a Buddhist or an atheist or agnostic. But in Islam, they must force you to become a Muslim. They must kill you if you are a Jew or a Christian or anything else. And that is what you do not know or what you do not understand, sir. There is no respect for Muslims to non-Muslims. Professor Esposito is giving the advice. Yes, there is differences, but you have to make an attempt to understand, and you have to respect the right of others to think differently. That does exist in Christianity. That does exist in many of the people of the world. But when it comes to Islam or the Muslims, that does not exist. Period. You have no right to even have any thought outside the box of Islam. And when you are in the box of Islam, you cannot even question anything about Islam. As Allah stated in Quran chapter 5 and verse 101, you don't ask questions. That is the problem of Islam, which you, Professor Esposito, do not know. Professor Esposito wants us to respect each other. In what arena? In both religious and political arenas. I'm sorry. There is no separation between the religion and the politics of Islam. And if you don't submit to Islam, say the Shahada, become a good Muslim, then Muslims have the right to kill you, to take over everything you got in your life. Professor Esposito ended with this warning. If we do not respect the Muslims, we will continue to have problems within our society, domestically, as well as within the global political world. And that is the reality, which sadly you are bringing to us here in America by not telling the American people the truth about Islam and by sugarcoating Islam for the American people to swallow it. You are bringing Islam to America as a Trojan horse. And when the right time comes and the real Islam will be known to the American people, it will be too late. And then we'll tell you for sure. Thank you, Professor Esposito. This concludes our study of the hogwash lecture of Professor John Esposito, the future of Islam. In our next broadcast, we will examine the question and answer session of this lecture. And to continue our study, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.